Hi, did you know that for just the price of one opening weekend movie ticket, you can find out if this cat survives A Quiet Place Day One? Buy your tickets now, or you might never know.
Just another movie night.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the show. We are Just Another Movie Night, and today is... Well, I'm Scott, by the way. Did you know that?
Hi, Scott. I'm Joe.
And you're Joe?
I am Joe.
And I'm Scott?
And you're Scott.
And together we make Just Another Movie Night. Did you know that? Today is before and after reviews, where we go see a brand new movie in the movie theater and give our thoughts before and after, and as Joe says...
Spoiler free.
Well, at least we try. We try all the time.
It's usually me that screws up. Is that what you're trying to say?
No, I didn't actually say that. You said that. Don't put that on me. What are we seeing today?
We're seeing A Quiet Place Day One.
Day One.
Yeah.
Yeah, the third in the franchise. Did you ever think we would have a franchise of these movies?
No.
Yeah, it's an odd one, right? Well, I mean, I can understand why, though. It does lend itself to a lot of story possibilities.
Yeah, it does. And it's quite popular, too. People like it.
Yeah, I've enjoyed the series. I've enjoyed both movies. Of course, I liked one the best. I know a lot of people like two a lot more. But I thought two was good. I had some problems with it. It got a little, maybe pushing it a little too far.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how this will be. I do like the fact that we're going back to day one and seeing people first, like in other areas. I love that the first one was kind of more of, you know, mountainous area, you know, more of a small community towns or something like that. And then the second one kind of dealt with more... getting out of that area.
Mm-hmm.
And then this one is going to be full city.
Which I like.
Which is a really fun idea, actually.
Yeah, I'm also invested because I'm excited that I get to see Joseph Quinn again. You know, Eddie Munson.
Oh, is he in this?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
This is also directed by the director of a movie that I really love called Pig with Nicolas Cage.
We love that movie.
Yeah, I really, really enjoyed that film.
Wow, he directed this?
Yeah, he directed this. I love when they get these directors. They know that, yeah, give them something completely out of that range and see what they can do with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that movie. That movie that has great directing, really knows how to capture actors. So that kind of gets me excited because I also love the main actress of the movie.
Lupita Nyong'o.
Yes.
Yeah, I love her too. I think she's gorgeous.
Yeah, I really, really like her. Everything we've seen her in, I've really enjoyed her. I feel like she always really captivates the screen.
Mm-hmm.
I really like that. She did a weird horror movie where they're like a camp and all the kids are going like crazy.
Yeah, what was that movie called? I forget.
I know. It was like on Amazon Prime or something. And it was like Josh Gad was like a drunk mascot. And it was all this weird stuff.
Yeah.
And she was so beautiful in that movie.
Yeah, she's always
beautiful. And watching
her
like kick kids' asses just made me really laugh. And I was like, you know what? I love when these actors do something out of their comfort zones.
Mm-hmm.
Like crazy stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm looking forward to this. I think that the possibility of being a lot of action on the edge of your seat, not knowing what we're going to do or where we're going.
Yeah, I like it too. I see the thing is about like the origin stories, they always come right out of the gate, like full throttle. And I'm looking forward to this not starting off slow at all. I have a feeling that it's going to just go right into it.
Well, it might introduce our characters a little bit.
Maybe.
Kind of but... show the world that we're living in and then the incident.
Yeah, I hope it's they don't drag it out for like an hour and then they hit the action, you know?
Although I will be okay with that because I do like character setup and, you know, character, you know, stuff like that.
I mean, I do too, but then we have seen one and two and we know that we don't see these people again. So,
well, yeah, totally different area of the world. Yeah. So that's kind of a cool, clever idea.
Yeah, I think it is too, but I don't want it to be like, oh, dang, you know?
And this is also a franchise that's okay with killing off their main leads.
Yeah, for sure.
That's pretty cool as well. Also, like an aspect of horror that I really enjoy, never knowing what is about to happen.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm looking forward. What do you think you were going to give this set of 10 at? What's your guesstimate?
I have a feeling I'm really going to enjoy this one. I think I'm going to come out of this with a 7.
I'm hoping for that. Yeah. I'm really, that's my hope as well. I feel like it'll probably be a 6, but.
Well, let's hope for the best. I mean, I hope we, you know, I was just thinking today when I was driving home, actually, I was like, oh man, you know, I enjoy my movie theater popcorn. And there's going to be very little sound in this sometimes.
That's true, too. That is a funny thing about this film.
Now, you know, like my pet peeve, one of my biggest pet peeves is when you can hear people eating.
Yeah.
I literally get stabby. I hate it. I can't stand loud chewers, loud eaters. And I go out of my way to chew my popcorn very quietly.
It's so funny to watch you do because you'll suddenly get quiet as you crunch when you know the movie got silent. So then you're just paused in like and complete waiting for the next bite.
I do. Yeah. And I give you like the side eye to see if you can like notice what I'm doing. And always notice what I'm doing.
Well, I can't.
And you're just like, me. It's okay. It's okay. Just eat. I'm like, no, I can't hear myself eat. I can't even hear myself eat. I get so mad. Like I just, and then there's a moment of silence when like I take that one handful of popcorn and I'm just like, mam, 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 mam. And I'm trying to control the sound. So yeah, I did this during the first, Quiet Place.
Yeah.
Same thing. Because, I mean, all movies.
All of them, yeah.
But, yeah.
Did you see the, there's a really weird advertising in this movie? Maybe I shouldn't tell you because you have no idea about this movie.
Oh, no, no, don't tell me. Oh, don't tell me. I'm going to come out of it.
There's a funny advertisement in this, for this movie that has, it's about a character that is another type of character in this movie.
What?
There's a whole save this character, go see this movie, or call this number to save this character in this film.
What? Like a campaign?
Kind of, yeah. It was a weird ad.
What? And it's in the movie?
Do you want me to tell you what it is?
No. Okay. I want to see if I notice it.
Oh, it's a main character.
Oh. Joseph Quinn. We can't have him killed off again.
I said it. It's a main character.
Oh, a dog.
Close.
A kitty.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
It has a very lovable name that you're going to love instantly.
Oh, what is it?
Frodo.
Oh, my God.
Lily, please save Frodo.
Oh.
If you don't see A Quiet Place day one, this cat might die.
Okay. Well.
Please save this cat. There's like a number and it says text this. Text save this cat.
Well, you know, I'm a dog person and not a cat person, but however, I don't want any animals to get killed, but cats are also quieter than dogs are. So maybe Frodo has a chance. That's funny, though. That's a very funny like marketing campaign or like an ad or whatever. That's funny. Yeah, I can't wait.
I was like, oh, I didn't know this is a thing, but I should have known it because every trailer I've ever seen of this movie, there is a cat in the trailer.
Wasn't
heavily.
He holding a cat?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
So they're like, go see the journey of this cat.
Oh, Lord. You know, because there's so many cat lovers out there. So that's like a way to get them to go see the movie.
Kind of clever. Kind of clever. I don't know if it connected, but it should have played in the movie theaters a couple times. I'm surprised we never saw it.
Oh, wow. Okay. I didn't know about the call this number thing.
Yeah, text this number.
Like, really?
Text save the cat to this number or something like that.
Oh, God.
They're like, for a price, they do it like that commercial with the dogs. Like, oh, you know that In the Arms of the Angels from What's Her Face playing, and then they have the, it's like that, but it's like Did you know for a price of a movie ticket, you could help save this cat?
No way.
Yeah.
Stop. That's amazing.
It's pretty funny.
That's amazing.
And then it says, see this movie, you know, and hope, and see if this cat survives. And then it says, it probably will.
Oh, man. Well, they don't like to kill animals in horror movies these days.
No, no. People are in that whole thing where, like, animals are better than cats and people. I'm like, wow, that's
pretty
terrible.
Fucked up.
Pretty terrible.
Fucked up.
Yeah, jeez.
Yeah, I'd rather have the person die than the dog.
Yeah, I love, like, there's, like, right now there's a video going around where there was, like, an old woman walking her dog around the canal. And an alligator comes right up and gets them. And it, like, stops before, you know, it apparently killed her.
Oh, my God.
And people are like, is the alligator okay?
Stop it.
Yeah, and I'm like, or is the dog okay? The woman apparently died.
That is awful.
It's so terrible. Every time I see these things, I'm like...
There are a lot of disgusting humans out there. But I don't know. I mean, we always laugh because on Bad Movie Night, whenever the dog or the animal gets killed in the movie... Our friend Aaron, like, gasps in horror and says, I hate this movie.
Yeah, it loses because, yeah.
So you already lost Aaron's vote.
Oh, yeah.
So
I'm Which just is like, funny because she put on a movie where a character was feeding animals to a killer car. And she put that movie on and we're all like, hey, you lost your own bet. You know?
Yep.
So.
Oh, God. All right. Well, I'm excited to see this movie.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Let's go check it out. What do we do? Save everyone we can.
I have a plan.
Back, we just saw The Quiet Place day one. And Joe was very quiet.
I didn't even make one crunch on my popcorn.
Not one, except for that one time that you did and I stared over at you.
I made sure that there was some kind of sounds going on in the movie when I did it. So yeah.
So what are your thoughts on this movie?
I got three words. Fuck that cat. Fuck it. Fuck that cat.
I have no problem with that cat. I will say that I really enjoyed the dynamic, the use of the cat to bring these two people together in the movie, that the people that we follow through a good chunk of the movie. I like that stuff. There was one scene with the cat that felt extremely pointless, that like it was forced into the movie to add a little bit more. It was an odd scene that really didn't have any reason.
Yes, I know exactly what scene you're
referring
to.
And it's the only time the cat is a problem.
No, we'll talk about it off pod. But yeah, I did not care for the cat plot line. And if
I have no problem with the cat,
Frodo has to be in the movie. He has to be in the movie, but I did not care for it. That's just a.
It's the one cat to rule them all, Joe.
Fuck that cat.
I can't believe they didn't talk about the name.
No, I mean, why would they? They can't really talk at all in the movie. So when they did, it had to be of importance. I mean, Frodo is very important. He's the hobbit that saves everyone. But
he does. He brings them all together.
He does. Anyway, so how do you feel about the movie?
I like this movie. I actually enjoyed myself with this movie. I will say that it might feel more melodramatic than people want from a movie like this. But I think that's what these movies have always been doing anyways. But it might have gone heavy in the melodrama. But, and I don't know if it exactly all connects or lands really well. I feel like there could have been a couple more things added in. Especially with the, what's his name, Quinn?
Joseph Quinn.
Joseph Quinn's mm-hmm. character. There could have been a little bit more added. And I think I know what I would have added to his character to make things gel a little bit better and make land a little better. But that being said, I liked these two characters.
Okay, no, I like these two characters as well. I just feel like there was misuse of Hansu. I don't understand that situation.
He has become a very strange actor where he's like a cameo actor. He shows up in a lot of movies and never really has a big role.
Well, they show him later on in
the other movies, right?
The Quiet Place 2, he shows back up. Does he not?
Oh, you're right. His character does come back.
Yes. So for him to be in this film and literally have nothing to do, it's kind of concerning for me.
That's kind of cool, though. I didn't even pick up on that. I completely forgot about that plot.
Mm-hmm.
So his character, we kind of see the beginning and the end of that character's like plot line. That's interesting.
If you want to call it a beginning. I mean, that's what I'm saying to you.
You kind of get some things here. I have no problem with that. I think that's a fun little use.
Okay, well, then I'll say it this way. I would have liked to have seen him more in this film.
Yeah.
But basically, the film follows these two particular characters and the damn cat. So, yeah.
I'm surprised you have as much problems with the cat.
I feel like it was an unnecessary throw-in. Like, it brought something that didn't need to be there. I know that it brought them together, but it could have ended there. It didn't have to be so extra. And I guess I'll explain to you later what I mean, but it was a little too extra with the cat. A little too extra. But overall, I did enjoy this movie. I had a decent time watching it, so...
Yeah, directing and special effects were awesome.
I will say this. I don't think that there is an actress out there that can cry. I mean, aside from Charlize Theron, that can cry so well, like Lupita Nyong'o.
Why?
She can cry.
Okay.
Like, she just, I mean, she's a, everything in her face. She, when she cries, it just flows out so naturally. She's just a really good actress.
Yeah, what I love about her is that she emotes. When she's mad, the way that her face changes when she's happy, or mm-hmm. you know, her face, her emotions in her face, the way that she emotes is just so strong and powerful. Mm-hmm. Like, I will say that I like watching her.
Yeah, I do too. I think she's great. I love watching her just go from 1 minute where she feels safe and then a horror, utter horror within a half a second. And she pulls it off so well. I mean, it's so fluid the way her face changes. I think she's really a great actress. I really like her.
Yeah, I will say that the actors that she is paired with in this movie, really well done. They instantly have chemistry every time that she's paired up with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt, damn, they're pulling this off in the smallest ways. And the connections and the chemistry that they're building seems very genuine.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very interested in these people. So I thought that was well done. I really liked it. I actually really liked Joseph Quinn. I liked him in this movie. I think that they needed to dive into him just a tad more to explain him. So, like, just to make it work. But I really liked watching him. And I thought that, you know, he does have that charm in his face.
Oh, he's adorable.
That I think made him very popular on Stranger Things. I think there is a, you know, just something about him is kind of feels relatable in a strange way.
Mm-hmm. And I will say this just to add to what you just said, is that he does add like humanity to this, because he also had I mean, anyone in a situation like this would be feeling and behaving exactly the way he did. I mean, he was scared. He was scared shitless.
Oh, those things, yeah.
You know, you can feel it. You can just feel that he's human, and it was, I thought he did a great job.
Yeah, he felt genuine, like a real genuine person. Mm-hmm. Although I will say that him, the things that he chooses to do, I think a lot of people would be like, all right, why would he be doing these things? Like, these are questionable things that this guy chooses to do.
Yeah, well, but in a situation like this, who knows what you would do, you know?
Yeah, oh, I would shit my pants.
Yeah.
Seeing a monster. Yeah, I mean,
one thing I really appreciated about this movie, though, is that you kind of get up close and personal with these aliens.
Yeah, they found a way to mess with lore a little bit more. And what I like about it, too, is that the lore isn't, like, shoved in your face like it's an important plot point. But there's, like, things happening in certain scenes. You're like, interesting. What is that doing?
Yeah.
You know, like, what is that about? Like, how mm-hmm. are they doing this? That's very interesting. And I like that. I like that they're adding little tiny, like, ideas in the backgrounds to make things work. Mm-hmm. And that's really neat. I like that a lot. I also like seeing the how fast the army and stuff is like, don't make noise. Like, they're broadcasting it and kind of luring them away, trying mm-hmm. anyways. I'm like, that's kind of cool.
Yeah. Yeah. And also, can we talk about, like, just the visuals in this movie? That's what
I'm
saying.
I can't believe it. How expensive was this?
Oh, my God. I don't know.
Yeah, because it looked great. I don't know what the budget was on this. If this was all green screen, holy shit, does it look real? Like, it looked fantastic.
Yeah, it does. The directing was really well done. I thought he did a great job.
Yeah, I mean, he's Pig is so very subtle and more character-driven. And, you know, in that movie, he does, he's really good, you know, pairs up with cinematography. And his directing was excellent. And he also used audio. Like, he used score mm-hmm. to sometimes muffle what was happening, but also emotionally connecting. And so kind of a great fit here without, you know, with great sound mixing and knowing how to use silence in scenes. Mm-hmm. I will say that there are a couple tropes that happen here that aren't necessary. You know, there's a dream, you know, things mm-hmm. like that. That kind of stuff is a little bizarre, although it almost feels forced in, like, well, we got to do something here. You know, it might be you got to wake the audience up. You know, we got to do this, which kind of is a shame because every time there was a moment, it was well done. So it didn't need that. But those uses of sound mm-hmm. and use of tension really worked.
Yeah. Yeah, I unfortunately, I said I was going to come out with, I was hoping to come out with a 7.
Yeah.
But I think I'm going to give this movie a 6.
Yeah, I'm on the fence with this one because I felt 7, but I also was wondering, is this more of a 6?
Well, there's a couple of things that I could find wrong with it, and which I can't talk about here, but I don't think it was a great movie. I think it was a decent movie. I wouldn't go as far as to say that, oh, you know, this is really, really good. I don't think it was really good. I think that it was good. It was decent.
It was a fun story in the universe of, like, people in this yeah. world. Yeah. I enjoyed watching it, and I had a good time, and I enjoyed a lot of the filmmaking aspect. But I do feel emotionally it wasn't exactly landing as powerful as it could have.
Right. There's a couple things that bothered me about it.
Because I kind of liked the characters. The whole, you know, the character's journey is interesting to me. And I thought it was a very clever person to follow in this movie. But I don't know if it landed as well as it could have. I definitely think, damn, we could have just gone a little heavier with the emotion here to make people really feel things. Mm-hmm. And I can't say that I ever really 100% felt the journey. But
no, it was more about these two particular humans.
Yeah, I know. That's their journey is what I
yeah.
mean.
Yeah. I kind of was like, okay, well, I get it. I know why they're doing this. But it was just a little too forced, in my opinion. I don't know. We'll have to talk about it later. But yeah. I think that this movie is a solid 6. I think it was decent.
Yeah.
I think it's worth seeing, especially on the big screen. And I thought the two leads were great. So, I mean, she's always great. She has never disappointed me.
I agree with you. I think that what the takeaway really is, though, is that while they're good, it's the filmmaking that stands out the most.
Mm-hmm.
And so the script kind of falls a little to the wayside while the rest of the making of the movie stands tall. Like, you feel like there's a lot, like when you walk away and you, like 2 days from now, when we think about this movie, we're going to think about the cool visuals more than the plot.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I did appreciate the visuals, and I'm sorry. I do think there was way too much emphasis on this stupid cat. I really do. I
wonder why they thought that was an idea that they should go with. I'm intrigued by it. I'm intrigued why they did it, but maybe they thought, oh, this is a thing that people could connect with. But I can't say that I had any problem with it. I was going to say, if we're talking about actors, the cat is amazing. I know they use 2 cats.
Oh, the cat can survive a lot. Just put it to you that way.
I'm just talking about how good the cats are.
I mean, no, they're very, very well-trained animals for sure.
Yeah.
The particular cats they use in this were pretty well trained.
Yeah, they're good cats. And I will say that it's definitely going to make you go, you know, get that cat, you know, like take care of the cat doing.
I mean, towards the end, I was just like, you know what? I've had enough of this cat.
That's so funny.
But yeah. All right. That's it. That's all I got.
All right. So that's it. 6s. We're going to go with the 6.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's worth seeing. Go see it.
So thanks for listening, everybody. Tell us what you thought. If you saw the movie, if you're going to see the movie and you listen to this and you share our opinions or think something was stronger, I'd love to hear it. Hit us on social media at Instagram, Just Another Movie Night, which is me, and Joe at The Crafty Misfit. We'd love to hear your opinions. I want to hear what people think about this movie. I'm actually looking forward. I always look forward to hearing more and more people seeing the movies that we're talking about. So, yeah, hit us up. And thanks for listening, and have a good one.